Welcome to the after show with Tony and Christy and Nikki from Warm 101.3. And I mentioned earlier on the air this morning that I have an interesting story about men with big noses.
Oh, brother, where is this going?
Right? You know exactly where it's going, and it turns out it's true. So just, it's an all you
gotta.
Oh,
my
gotta,
gosh.
That's all
oh,
you gotta
geez.
Know. Okay?
Oh, really?
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Why, what's the matter? Your man doesn't have a big nose?
Shane has the perfect nose.
There you go.
He does. He does have a good nose.
Oh, my
He's
gosh.
A handsome man all through it.
Gosh, just, he really you know. Is.
Well, what if your husband has had his nose broken 14 times?
Then it's really big.
Okay. You know, I'm sorry I brought it up. I should have known better.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing Christy can walk.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, stop. You no. brought it up.
I know, but
yeah,
and I should have known better.
You should have. With the two girls. Come
know.
On.
Two girls.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I have a crazy story. Mm-hmm. These boys and they're hunting. So both Christy's husband and my soon-to-be husband love to go hunting. And I've been telling you, he's been out turkey hunting, right? Mm-hmm. Shane's been out there trying to
Jason
get his turkey
Jason went,
on.
Too, over the weekend, yeah.
Still doesn't have one, by the way. Nope. But almost lost his eye.
What?
Okay. So he texts me. He's like, hey, babe, didn't get a turkey, but I hurt my eye.
What happened?
And I was like, okay, what's going on? So he was like pulling some branches or something. He goes through the woods. Like, I mean, he goes deep into woods.
Oh, yeah.
He's pulling these branches around. And one whacks him, comes back and whacks him straight on the eyeball. Like, so fast his eyes didn't close.
Oh, no.
So his eyeball got whacked. And I go to see him, and his eye is just like red and not looking good. And he's not one to complain about pain.
He went into the woods?
This was out in the woods while he was hunting.
Oh.
So I said, honey, please go see an eye doctor. I said, just for me, please do it. The eye doctor, he goes in, looks at it, puts the, you know, stuff in, turns the light on. He goes, oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he was like, you almost lost your eye.
Really?
Whoa.
Yes. That thing poked, if it didn't go through, it poked 90% through.
Whoa.
But luckily, the eye was healing. He said, you are so very lucky. You almost lost your eye.
Wow. So it is all fun and games until somebody puts an eye out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I'm glad that he listens to you, though.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
he
that's
went.
Interesting because I know a guy who doesn't listen to his wife.
I know, right?
I know
who is
one
this
guy.
Man? I think he has a big nose.
Oh, my God. It's huge, Rochester. Huge. The nose. I'm talking about the nose.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're still on that. Tony's like, oh.
I know.
Childish girls.
Exactly. You know, men are supposed to act like this. Why are you acting like this?
I don't know.
Because we can.
Yeah. Because we can. Because you don't.
It's bad when I'm the voice of reason.
Right.
Okay?
You never have, though. You're not that guy.
I know. I never. Yeah, exactly. I am definitely not that guy. I mean, I do, you know, with my buddies and stuff. But I don't get into it that much. I guess. See, I like clever humor, and what you're doing is far from clever.
That is so clever.
What's he trying to say?
Exactly.
You're bottom feeders, is what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness!
I was a single mom yesterday. I feel bad for all the single moms, all the single ladies, all the single
the
moms.
Single ladies.
We could do this all day, Tony, if you're not going to say anything.
I'm still looking for that stupid
I can tell.
Article that I lost.
He's totally distracted and not listening to us.
I'm listening to you. I can do two things at once.
Welcome to the Christy and Nikki podcast.
Yes. What's up, girlfriend?
I was a single mom yesterday. Jason is out of town. He'll be back tonight. But I had to run Nate around everywhere. And I'll tell you what, I feel for all the single parents because that was exhausting.
Oh, girl. Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't realize my husband does help me. So
record this so we can play this back later.
All those things back and just being there, because like I get home and I have no one to tell like what I did or what happened to, right?
That's the thing, telling the minute details of your life to someone. Yes,
because I try to tell Nate and he goes, are you done? I'm going upstairs. I'm like, oh, really?
Nobody cares except no. our spouses.
No. And then I try to tell my mom, and she goes, what? So I'm like, forget it. Just forget it.
Oh, my gosh.
Funny how that works.
Right? Oh, man.
So I do love him, and I'm glad he's around when
Absolutely.
He's around. Yeah.
I found one of the phobias I wanted to tell you about.
Are you okay. back now? You're back phobia. Now?
I'm back. I found it. Okay. I'm going to try to pronounce it. I can't even imagine how to pronounce this. It's erachibuturabophobia. I'm not even going to bother.
Sounds like it's totally wrong.
Arachi? It's arachi? Oh, erachibutur. Okay, so arachi means ground nut and buter means butter. Phobia. It is the fear of being choked by peanut butter. I
what?
You know, why would you have that? You know, I don't get that's a weird that's got to be how many people could be affected by that? Two?
I don't know. It could be a thing.
Very strange.
Now, have either one of you ever had to have a what did you call it when a crown put on your tooth?
Yes.
Yeah.
When they have to they close your mouth and you've got mm-hmm. to bite down on it uh-huh. and the glue hardens right
uh-huh.
around your
Yeah, yeah.
I always worry that my mouth's going to glue shut.
Oh, so Tony.
I've had two of those. And I've always, because you have to breathe through your nose, and my nose, I've got deviated septum, so it's always difficult to breathe through my nose.
Especially considering what you do for a living, you worry that your mouth would be closed shut.
Right. Exactly.
I've never had that fear. I don't know.
I know. Trust me, Christy, I know that.
Thanks for listening to Warm 101.3.
I could be a ventriloquist.
Yes.
Oh, my
That could be your new thing.
Yeah. But so that's not a phobia. Maybe it is. Who knows? There's so many. There's zillions of different phobias. There's one about fear of not having your cell phone. So that's obviously a new phobia.
Oh, ouch.
Okay,
that's my fear.
I know. I can't go anywhere without it.
I can't either. Weird? I start having like panic attacks if I can't find it.
Mm-hmm. So I have this reoccurring nightmare mm-hmm. That I am supposed to go somewhere like out of the country. The most recent one, I was supposed to go to France. And I don't have my bags all packed. And I've forgotten my hair stuff. I've forgotten the, you know, female items I might need. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, at the airport trying to call my parents to, like, get all the stuff I need. This reoccurring dream, very specific,
that's
about
weird.
Luggage.
That's yeah. Who knows?
What is a dream about luggage?
I don't know. And why I'm not ready.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I'm not ready to go.
Not ready
not
to
prepared.
Get married.
Oh, stop, Christy. Jeez. We finally got her to this point. Don't blow it.
So we'll see if after you get married, it goes away.
Right.
Just all of a sudden. How long have you had this dream for?
Years.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Since you've been dating or?
Oh,
like,
no.
Before that.
I've had this since probably high school.
Oh, okay. Maybe you were afraid to leave home. Maybe that's what it meant.
Ooh. Come on, girl, please.
Right. You were like, bye.
She left home early, man.
Maybe it's absolutely nothing. But that's strange. You've had this dream for years.
Yeah, and it reoccurs, yeah. Uh-huh. Very weird.
Very weird.
All right. Well, is your hunter husband back in town in Christy now and all things
He
good?
Will be at some point because Nate has a baseball game and he won't miss a game, but he doesn't mind missing 50 practices that I have to take his kid to. He can handle this other one. Another thing Nate can do and you can drive him. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy. You lucky girl.
I know. So all lucky.
Right. All right. There's our after show. Please share it with your buddies. And your friends on Facebook and Twitter and all the other ones. And we'll make more new friends. We'll see you on the radio. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.